KBMW.
I told you this 9 o'clock hour was going to be very, very busy. Always great to talk with Jana Byrne from the Foundation. And we kind of switched gears here, but not really. Talking with Mandy Steinberger from the Breckenridge Community and Teen Center in studio with me this morning. Good morning, young lady.
Good morning, Bill. How are you this morning?
I am doing just fine in spite of the weather. I'm just through. I'm not going to even get going on that because it's November.
It is.
By March, people are going to be really sick of my whining. So right. I'm not even bringing it up.
Right.
So there you go.
I mean, we've been pretty good up till now, though. I mean, weather-wise. So
what is going on? You always hand me this list of things over at the community center. It's like, how can one person cram this much into 1 month? But you always seem to pull it off.
Well, with an awesome staff and, you know, all of the community that loves seeing it happen, it kind of meshes pretty well.
Boy, things have really taken off over there at the community center and the teen center, too.
Yeah.
Because I think back to when it first got started, there wasn't nearly this much, but it just seems to have really picked up, gotten its legs and picked up speed.
Well, yeah, it's figuring out what the kids like and what like to do and bringing those things back and continuing to provide the events that they like seeing happen and what the community likes seeing happen. So
right.
I think that's just it's listening to the youth in the community.
Do you have a favorite time of year when you like being over there? One time of year that appeals to you more than others over there at the community center? Or do you just kind of like it all?
I wouldn't say there's any season that I really appreciate more than another.
Right.
Honestly, it's
all right.
Just getting to do what I do is pretty awesome.
So. I was just looking at the November newsletter, and it just seems like yesterday we were talking about things going on in like May.
Right.
So it's like, I don't know where it all went, but I'm going to let you take over here and just tell us what you've got coming up over at the Community and Teen Center.
Yes. No. And thank you, Bill. But the Jana being in here, I do want to say a big thank you to the Richland Wilkin Community Foundation for a grant for our after school program.
Yeah.
Their generosity and helping us to do what we do is amazing.
Don't they do good work?
They really do. Mm-hmm. They really do. I love the way our community benefits and the individuals within that community benefit from what they do. Because so many of us are looking for ways to improve. And when you have organizations like the Richland Wilkin Community Foundation, you can see dreams come to fruition.
When you got friends like that,
yep.
Sometimes it's all it takes. So
right.
What's going on in November?
Right. We've got, we're closed the Wednesday through Friday for Thanksgiving break.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to let everyone know that if they come over that those days, we will not be there.
Be nobody around.
Right. And then, of course, our after-school program is open Monday through Friday, 3:15 to 5:30 p.m. And any kids under 10, of course, have to be accompanied by an adult. They are welcome, but we would like them to be accompanied by an adult.
Still getting a lot of kids for that?
We are.
Good.
We are. We have indoor games, of course, for them, like pool, air hockey, ping pong, foosball, board games. And, of course, we have our pool tournaments every Monday, except this Thanksgiving week, where our pool tournament
you're putting it on a hiatus for Thanksgiving.
We have our the staff that usually does the pool tournaments, that's his baby, Samuel, is actually gone that week for Thanksgiving.
All
so
right.
Since we have only one day we can do something, we're actually going to be doing ping pong tournament that Monday.
Fun.
So we'll, of course, have that every Monday in November, like I said, except Thanksgiving for youth ages 10 and up. First, second, and third prize winners get a treat and their name on the weekly winner's plaque. And then, of course, we have Mondays, Macho Nacho Mondays, nachos for $1.50.
Love that.
So, and then Game Table Challenge Tuesdays, challenge a friend every Tuesday in November and get a baked treat and a small treat for participating. So, and that again is for youth ages 10 and up. And then, of course, we have our ping pong tournaments.
Sure.
You know, every Thursday, except again, Thanksgiving week. That will be Monday the 21st, and that's, again, first, second, and third place winners get a treat and their name on the weekly winner's plaque.
Nice.
So, and then, of course, our monthly movie day.
Movie day. Yeah. I always look forward to see what you're going to pick, and you got another good one
for
November.
We do. Toy Story is our movie, and it's going to be Wednesday, November 16th for their early out. And that is going to be 1:15 to 5:30. Of course, we'll have our door prizes, treats, and popcorn.
Mm-hmm.
Pizza by the slice for $2.75, or two slices and a soda or water for $6. We have awesome, awesome cookies, T-Rex cookies. If you've never had them from Econo, they're these massive cookies. And we just tell them the theme of the movie, and they decorate them. I give them creative freedom, and they never disappoint.
That sounds like so much fun.
And so those
it
are,
does.
Yes, those are what we have for our door prizes. We have three massive cookies to give out to the kids, it's pretty fun, and it's always a fun time.
Mm-hmm.
So and then we give them popcorn, we give them treats, and get them sugared up and,
and then send them back home to the parents. I love that. Hey, let's talk about something. Lori Geffrey sent me this information the other day, too. And we love Lori about tree lighting ceremony.
Yes.
That's going to be going on. This is going to be huge. Tell us a little bit about this.
So we've had several different businesses contributing to this. We have the school involved for the music. They're going to be doing music for us there. We're going to be doing there's going to be a coffee bar, or not a coffee bar, a cocoa bar, and coloring contest. There's going to be crafts that are going to be done there. Games, bonfire.
You'd get me there just for the bonfire.
Right.
I love that.
So it's going to be really awesome. And that's from 5 to 7 p.m. on Monday, November 28th. So you've gotten past Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So it counts.
So you're going to get us into the Christmas spirit in a big, big way over there.
Absolutely.
And we
will choose a fantastic, we'll be lighting up a tree out there that I believe happens at 6 p.m. They're going to be lighting up a tree out there and...
How much fun is November going to be for you over there? Seriously, the whole month just sounds like fun.
It's going to be a really good month. I'm looking forward to all of it. I'm like just the transition from like Thanksgiving to Christmas and it's exciting.
You kind of like this time of year, I can tell.
Me too.
Yeah,
I do.
The holidays really get into it, and it helps having the job you've got because you can bring more people into your festive spirit, right?
Right. No, and it is. It's providing these fun things during the holiday season for the community, and they love it. They love these different things that they can do. The kids enjoy it. Looking forward to, you know, hopefully getting our skates here back from grippers fresh from being sharpened. And then, you know, we're looking to when we're going to have the ice and when we're going to have the snow.
I always love driving by there and seeing kids on the ice because it takes me back to when I was a kid a long time ago. But it always does. And it's like you just see them out there having so much fun. It's like that's how you spend the winter months.
Yes.
You know.
Yes. And that's the fantastic thing is when you've got somewhere like the teen center to go during those winter months where you just need to be able to get out and do something,
sure.
You know, during those months. It's nice.
Absolutely. Mandy, great having you in here. I always look forward to our monthly chats, and I'm not going to be a spoiler, so I'm not going to ask what you got planned for December, but I'm guessing something good.
Oh, you know, we may have a Christmas party.
Oh, gee, do you think? Thanks again for stopping in. I'll let you get back to it, but look forward to our December chat.
Sounds great, Bill. Thanks for having me.
You bet. It's 9:22 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.
Farmers Union Oil of Southern Valley.
Hi, this is Wade from Breckenridge Senex. Now is a great time to start thinking about protecting your recreational vehicles and equipment. Stock up on Splash RV Antifreeze at any one of our four locations, and we would like to thank you for your continued patronage.
Farmers Union Oil.